We're in the Minnesota Corn Growers tent, and you've got a concept vehicle that is on display here. Describe what this vehicle is all about.
Well, it's a 2022 Ford Escape plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. This will be the world's first one that we've converted to flex fuel. So it runs on battery electric for 39 miles and then has 11 gallons of E85, so a total range of about 430 miles.
So what's the benefits that you're seeing with it? Because, as you mentioned, it's the first of its kind.
Well, we wanted to prove a point. We think going full electric is not going to work, and we want to have a soft landing spot for the EV-only crowd. And we also know there's a lot of people who say they'll never drive an EV. So we think this is the happy medium, and what we're seeing is drastic reduction in emissions, upwards of 70% for particulate matter and NOx, the key human health ingredients that EPA and California Air Resources Board are looking at. And at the same time, we're barely seeing any fuel economy penalty that we're used to with higher blends of ethanol because of the hybrid technology and the higher octane of E85 marrying up together. So we're seeing a really no penalty. We're having a fuel savings and a drastic reduction in emissions that in many cases are beating the electric vehicles on the roads today.
So many miles do you have on this, and what kind of results have you seen?
So just over 16,000 miles. Only three tanks of something other than E85 up to this point, and seeing 38.4 miles per gallon on a vehicle rated for 40 miles per gallon. And as we all know, those ratings are perfect scenarios, tailwinds going downhill type scenarios, and we're almost meeting that NHTSA EPA rating. So it's very exciting to see, and something that we hope we can not only convince the automakers to do, but show the regulators that there is a different path to their greenhouse gas emissions goals, and it doesn't have to be a full battery electric vehicle.
We have seen, obviously, both the federal and state governments putting a big push on the EV. Why doesn't that work?
Well, I think we got several scenarios. One, the cost, the charging times, the convenience, range anxiety. But a lot of Americans don't have garages. Only 40% have garages. So where are these people going to charge? The public infrastructure, I can attest to after 6 months of driving one, is not there. It's very expensive in most cases, sometimes upwards of $5 to $6, $7 a gallon equivalent to using E85. And E85 selling for $2.50 a gallon or less across the country. So if your goal is to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, even this lofty goal that the federal government has, we can still do it with liquid fuels. In fact, we can do it today. We don't have to wait.
Have you seen some action both at the government level and the private sector that could move us in this direction?
Well, actually, last week we had a big win. So Senators Klobuchar and Ricketts introduced the Flex Fuel Fairness Act and really tips the scale away from EVs just a bit, because what the federal government assumes is that every drop of, or every kilowatt that goes into an EV is 100% renewable. That's impossible anywhere in the country today. And then they also assume that the flex fuel vehicle never uses any E85. So we said, wait a minute, we'll let you assume that 100% renewable, but you're also going to assume that every flex fuel vehicle made in the future also uses E85. And that huge reduction in greenhouse gas emissions, if E85 is used, really tips the scale and will incentivize the automakers to instantly go back to this flex fuel vehicle production. So we thank Senators Klobuchar and Ricketts for their leadership, because we have record E85 sales, we have record E85 availability, and the automakers are going a different direction.
Well, again, a one-of-a-kind concept car on display here in the Minnesota Corn Growers Tent here at FarmFest.